Son, I think we're very good-looking people, do you?
I completely agree. The listeners don't understand how good-looking we actually are.
We're phenomenal-looking, but you only can see us if you watch YouTube.
You can watch this entire podcast with your own eyes and see these supple bodies at YouTube.com. Just search for Sex Talk with My Mom.
You are listening to a pleasure podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
I would like to be on a milking table.
Well, you want to be the milky or the milker?
The milky.
Oh, you want to be...
It's uncomfortable to talk about sex, but sometimes it's important to get uncomfortable. Sex Talk with My Mom is the best mom-son podcast about sex.
It's the only one as well.
My mother is a cougar.
My son is a clown.
In a nutshell, my dad died, so my mother decided to create a YouTube channel all about sex, like all mothers do.
And then my son decides to use my material in his stand-up comedy routines.
And thus, Sex Talk with My Mom was born. Welcome to Sex Talk with My Mom. I'm Cam Potter.
And I'm his mother, Karen Lee Potter.
We're having a weekly chit-chat about sex, relationships, all the things you typically don't enjoy talking about with your parents. Why? Because we'd like to make things uncomfortable.
Okay. That's it in a nutshell.
Speaking of uncomfortable, let's do a little retrospective on something that occurred on our TikTok channel.
Yeah, our TikTok channel, if you guys have not already joined us, is blowing up. It's very fun.
At Sex Talk with My Mom.
Right. Just go to Sex Talk with My Mom on TikTok. And you'll see what's going on over there. We got a lot of viral videos.
A lot of viral videos. And we had one that was like, it starts like this, and then we got a response to it.
Well, that's called a stitch cam.
I'm so sorry. I don't know the TikTok language. Okay. This is a stitch that we received. I'm going to play it both. All right?
Okay.
So this was the original TikTok that we put out.
If I was taking a dump, that's a killer too.
Why?
Okay, you're telling me you can be with a girl, she goes take a dump, she comes back, and you're gonna want to like go near that?
Fine. Absolutely.
Once you take a then it's over. It has to be done.
What?
No. We're Why? Done. We're done. Done.
Okay. So clearly we had different opinions. You thought that you can't take a shit and then go have sex. I think you can.
Okay. And we got a response.
We got a sneaky freak response TikToking away over here. You ready for this?
Yep.
You're gonna hear a little of your response first.
Telling me you can be with a girl, she goes take a dump, she comes back, and you're gonna want to like go near that.
I'm telling you absolutely yes. Like, bro, everybody poops, man. Like, what if that poop smells good, bro? Like, you know what I'm saying? What if I open the toy, it's a little cupcake, look at that. Tastes good, man.
Okay, so I text you that at like midnight. I'm scrolling through the TikTok responses, and I see this was actually a stitch.
You know I'd be friends with this guy.
Yeah, the guy is nuts.
The guy is hilarious.
He's a clown.
Talking about little cupcake poops.
Yeah, what is he talking about? Eating it?
Talking about eating
that's
little...
That's the most repulsive looks thing in the I've toilet, ever heard.
Eating that cupcake poop.
Okay, that's disgusting.
I fucking love this guy.
What's his name?
We happen to be on the same page when it comes to having sex after shit.
Sex after shit.
Sex after shit. That's right. That's... who is that guy? Ice Panda 777.
Yeah.
A little lucky number 777. Well, we appreciate the stitch, Ice Panda. And if anyone else wants to stitch us, follow us on TikTok. We'd love to see you guys.
You know what time it is, Cam?
What time is it, Mother?
It's time for our favorite little segment by Uber Lube. It's called Lube It Up.
Lube It Up, presented by our favorite lubricant, the body-friendly, high-grade silicone lubricant, Uber Lube. We'll talk about them in a bit. But they lubricate not only our cocks, not only the vulvas, but our conversation.
In our minds.
In our minds. This week, they're sponsoring this segment, and the question of the week is, what's your favorite genre of, quote-unquote, adult entertainment, and why? We used adult entertainment because we were scared that the program that we used to text people would block us if we said porn.
Right, but you know what? I'm glad we said that because we got some other, you know, little... types of entertainment that we didn't think we were going to get.
The floodgates opened. We received different interpretations. And truly, we got some remarkable responses here.
Yes.
I'm excited to share the Sneaky Freaks
Me
responses.
Too.
Before we do that, I would like to hear your response to this question.
Why do I always have to go first?
Because I read the question.
Okay.
You want to read the question?
You already know my answers because I talk about this almost every other episode.
Let me guess.
What?
Glory holes and casting couch.
Done. Bing, ding, 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 ding. I told you I need a bell.
Don't you
ding,
think ding, at some ding, point ding, you're going to get so bored with the glory hole thing that you're going to be like, I've seen enough glory hole. I mean, how different is each glory hole? You don't even get to see the people. You just see a fucking hole with a dick going in.
If you watched it, you would know that there's a lot more going on than just a hole with a dick.
Well, what else is going on there?
They show the woman in behind the scenes. There's all kinds of stuff. There's girl on girl behind the scenes. There's guys lined up with their dicks hanging out. They're all lined up ready to go. You know what's unbelievable about the glory hole? Since you can't see the person's face on the other side, they usually put like a picture of the girl. There's you understand what I'm saying?
So what's the point of the fucking glory hole then?
I don't know, but it's kind of, it's
an the whole point of the whole fetish of the glory hole is that you don't know who's on the other side of that thing.
It's just like a poster.
Why are you putting up posters? How are they getting these posters? They're printing out posters of this girl and then putting it out there?
Yeah, I guess so.
I never really
thought about how they're getting it. I'm assuming that these are like headshots.
Do you think that it's more...
Before you get to that.
Yeah.
I have a question for you.
Do you think
that they go in and get headshots? In
we need your headshot for this glory hole situation?
Yeah, yeah. You walk in there. Are you doing a headshot for a movie? No. Are you doing... You know, kind of, you know.
It is a movie.
It's a movie.
So you think they're using her actual audition headshot for this glory hole scene?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Anyway, let me ask you something.
What?
Do you think that the guys experiencing the glory hole don't give a fuck as much about not seeing the person as much as the girl receiving the glory holes?
What?
Is it more arousing for the girl not to know the face of the cock going into her?
I think some of the times the girls are like doing their nails. I don't know.
They're just
like filing their nails.
They're talking on the phone.
No, I'm just kidding. I honestly don't think they're really into it. They're just kind of like, it's just basically a reciprocal of...
A receptacle?
I mean, they're not into it. They're not like getting off on it. Some of them fake getting off.
But you like watching this?
Oh, yeah.
Well, why? The girl. It sounds like the girl in the scene doesn't even like it.
That maybe is why I like it.
Because you'd like to just be penetrated, bored?
Yeah.
You're bored and penetrated?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know, Cam. That's why porn is so entertaining.
Well, let's get into the psychology of it, Mother. What the hell is going on there?
I think people watch porn because they can fantasize about themselves being one of the two characters in the porn, or three or four in a bukkake sense, five, six, seven, who knows how many people are in the room. But for those of us chicken littles like me that don't want to actually go and experience anything like that, it's a little fantasy of like imagining myself in that situation.
But you think in that situation would you be bored or no?
Bored? I'd be freaking the fuck out. But these people are like, it sounds like they do it regularly.
Yeah, so maybe it's like an exposure therapy type thing.
Yeah,
you're watching them experience this and not like have a panic attack when experiencing this, and so then you get to kind of by proxy experience it. No,
what's a panic attack? Where'd you get anxiety? Why'd you put anxiety into any of this?
You literally said you're chicken little. You would never do this.
I have anxiety. It just means I don't
I didn't
see,
say anxiety.
You just did. You said experience anxiety.
I said exposure therapy.
It has to do with anxiety.
You know, you always have to...
Well, let me ask you something.
What?
What boring-ass porn do you watch?
Oh, boring-ass porn.
Let me guess. A yoga instructor?
No, it's not a yoga instructor.
What is it? A massage?
You'd be
surprised. It's definitely a massage.
I've talked about how I've been into Nuru massage in the past.
Oh, the Nuru. Well, what does that mean again?
A fucking Nuru massage?
Is that the real quiet ASMR?
No, it's this, like they use a very sticky like liquid and they pour all this oil over you.
Oh, you like hot oil massage.
It's a fucking hot oil. And it looks like a fucking gelatinous mess. And they're rubbing all up and down each other.
I can just imagine. Let me just guess what would take
This is
place.
Not even my answer, FYI.
No, but if that was your situation, I could just see you walking in there and asking, have you cleaned these? How sterile is this oil? How sterile is the bedding and the sheets or in the table? And
absolutely. I mean, I do that in a regular massage.
What?
If I sense that it's all at all dirty in a regular massage, we gotta fix it up. Yeah.
Have you ever had one of those? Because I've had some disgusting massages.
You think it's been reused?
Well, it's just like the towel's all worn out.
Ooh.
You feel like it's like, yeah.
I do this when staying at Airbnbs or hotels. I strip the bed. I'm inspecting the sheets. I'm looking at the mattress underneath the mattress.
This happened to D's.
Well, Deez, yeah, Deez had an experience with this.
He had an experience with a crusty red bloody sheet. There was a little disgusting drop of blood, and he is like, I know this did not come from us. And he calls down to security, and then, as you know, they brought up like 17 different sheets, and he had them all changed, and he still was nervous and wouldn't lay down in the bed.
Yeah, it's not a good feeling when you because know he's the, thinking the place same, is not clean.
And he's thinking that they're bringing up sheets that are probably dirty too.
Yeah. Well, I don't like when there's hair in the bed.
Oh,
because like you never
what
know
what type of hair.
The hair is confusing because you don't know. You know, the sheets might be clean, but the person putting the sheets on the bed might have just been shedding a little bit.
That is definitely a possibility.
Oh, anyway, can we get back to the porn?
Okay.
First of all, newer massage is not my fucking thing.
Okay.
I was looking up the different categories.
Okay.
I think I identify most with twerk. You weren't expecting that now.
No. What kind of twerk porn?
Twerk
what is
porn.
That? You're twerking or someone else
I'm
is twerking?
I'm not fucking twerking. I'm watching people twerk. I like that.
You like
that? I like a firm butt jiggling.
A firm butt jiggling is kind of like an oxymoron, isn't it?
I don't even like porn so much, to be quite honest.
Oh, my God. All right. But if you did like porn, it's going to be twerking?
Yeah, firm butt jiggling. Like, and well, it's not an oxymoron.
That's not even porn. That's just like people dancing.
I like that.
That's porn?
For me, it is.
Okay.
I mean, usually, it's not like fully clothed. So it's, you know.
That's boring porn. That's not even porn.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Where,
I'm
are,
not
you,
watching
where are you watching?
Bukkake's glory hole fuck fest.
Wait, where are you watching this twerk fest?
Where am I watching it? What do you mean, where?
It's not on Pornhub. They wouldn't bother with that.
I've been searching.
Where did you find this? On Instagram?
I was
if
researching
If you want to go to
Pornhub.
Michael Blackson's Instagram, you'll see plenty of twerking, and it's not porn.
I did. I caught some. I followed some twerkers. And I was so close while doing research last night to subscribing to one of their OnlyFans accounts.
Well, there's a shocker.
I didn't do it.
Why were you just...
I don't like giving my information out like that.
And you're also cheap.
And I'm I would have paid the $10. That would have been a problem.
You're going to pay $10?
But then you got to fucking put the whole email address there and all the payment information. I just like,
that's
the
reason.
Who is it going to? And
just to see someone twerk?
Just to see someone twerk.
This is why
And then I figured I could just find some other twerker on there.
For free.
Yeah, you go on TikTok, you'll find some twerkers.
Instagram.
I looked up, can you find twerking on Instagram? You can't even search the term twerk on Instagram.
Well, let me tell you that what? Michael Blackson used to have Titty Tuesdays and Twerking Thursdays.
Yeah.
You could have had it all for free.
Anyway, that's...
I cannot believe that's the best you can come up with. Your genre of porn is twerking.
Here's why.
How about ballroom dance? Is that exciting to you? Huh? Jazz dance?
You know what?
Polka?
Could I just say something?
What?
I'm the opposite of you. If I see that the girl is fucking doing her nails or not interested in the scene, it's complete turnoff to me. What I would prefer is like a very intimate connection. I would prefer fucking phone sex or some or
Why
video
don't you go
sex.
Watch The Notebook and get off.
Okay, enough with that. I just want a fucking connection with the person. So maybe I just pay for phone or video sex or something like this.
Why don't you?
That'd be way better.
I thought you already were doing that. What's it called? Cam girls.
It still doesn't feel like... Because
she's probably doing her nails too.
It just feels like they're just doing it for the money. And that
yes,
I'm
they're doing
very,
it for the
I'm
money.
I'm not involved in it.
Of course. What do you think? They're doing it to make you feel better? Just, oh, Cam's on the other side, so I'm just
I find all this very unfulfilling.
Oh, my God.
What I like is the fucking connection, the desire, the fucking mutual, carnal desire. None of this shit when there's just a video camera. What?
This is... I cannot believe I'm hearing this.
What do you mean you cannot believe? We've been doing this for 6 years. You can't believe it?
I would think when you're watching porn, you're watching something besides someone twerking.
I've watched
Are they naked twerking?
I'm not amused by it any of it so much. I'm usually just watching and going through the motions, being like, all right, can we get aroused over here? Can I jerk off? Let's call it a day. Okay. I want to go to bed. It's the time of the week.
All right. It's like an obligation.
It's a fucking chore.
It's not fun and relaxing. It's an obligation.
Do the laundry, do the dishes.
Do the garbanzo beans.
Garbanzo beans and just find some twerker on the internet and jerk off.
Oh, I wonder if our sneaky freaks would agree with you.
All right. Let's turn to the sneaky freaks. FYI, if you're just tuning into this, the Sneaky Freaks are our wonderful listener base. We love you guys.
We do.
You're the lifeblood of our show.
You're the cream in our coffee.
You're the dildos in our sex cabinet.
You're the apple in Cam's boring ass eye.
If you want to be a sneaky freak, you can text us at 310-356-3920.
That's
our phone number. Shoot us a text. Let's jump into our listeners' responses. How about that? Okay. So let's start off by talking about Tony, who said, I like Japanese porn. I like the way the men take their women, the kissing. I like the way they kiss the life out of the women. I also like father-in-law taking his daughter-in-law and businessmen taking his worker wife. That crap's so damn hot. You two have good, safe week. Love you both.
Okay, we love you too. I have to
love
say.
Love you too, Tony. Even though usually you're hitting on my mother in these texts.
Yes, Tony. Where's the? I'm imagining Karen having sex.
We don't need that.
Okay.
Thank you, Tony, for not saying that.
Well, the thing is, I just think the thing is with porn, it's you're imagining something naughty, something that's taboo.
Yeah.
That's the reason it's exciting. If it's someone giving a back massage with some oil, that's not that exciting. You know, although it could get exciting.
I was interested. He starts off by talking about how he likes the way they kiss each other. It's just like very passionate kissing.
I never noticed that. I saw one where the girl was like screaming.
You're never looking at the kissing.
I fast forward. I fast forward over all that shit.
You're the horniest of all these sneaky freaks.
No, I'm not horny. It's the beginning part is like, I don't want to see a strip tease from some girl.
I would love that shit.
Boring.
And it's not boring.
Oh my goodness.
Anyway, the father-in-law, daughter-in-law. That's kind of interesting.
See? Well, why is that interesting?
Well, I've never really thought of father-in-law, daughter-in-law. I guess it's
so it'd be like
it is taboo, right?
Well, it'd be like if you were dating someone and if you were married to someone,
yeah.
Would you be interested in
my mother-in-law
or her father? Father.
Suddenly, I'm gonna start enjoying homosexual sex with the father-in-law.
A lot of our sneaky freaks put in lesbian porn, even though they're not lesbians.
What are you getting? You're jumping. All right, let's go to the next one. Brianna says lesbian.
Well, she happens to be one, though.
100%. Guys in porn are creepy motherfuckers.
Well, I don't think she's... I know that she's at least bisexual.
Yeah. So why?
Well, no. So that's not that surprising.
Well, she goes on to say guys in porn are creepy motherfuckers.
You can't really generalize that they're all creepy motherfuckers because we've interviewed...
There's some
like,
creepers.
Derek Pierce, not creepy at all.
Some might say he's creepy. Some might say he's creepy.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Lily says, hey guys, my go-to is always threesomes because I'm bi, but on occasion, I'll do lesbians with strep, squirting, or men on milking tables.
Did you say strep or strap?
Strap.
Okay, I thought you said strep, like wanting someone who has strep throat.
No one is looking for fucking illness when they're looking at their porn.
That would be a real kink.
You think COVID was like people have COVID fucking?
Oh my God.
Fucking on COVID?
I don't know.
That could be a thing. What is men on milking tables?
Milking their dicks.
What?
That's what that means.
Milking tables? We have to look this up. What is milking tables?
It's got to be milking the dick.
When I think of milking tables, I think of like you go into the bathroom and you see what the little babies are put on.
No, that's changing tables.
A milking table porn video. Oh, God. Sorry to the studio for bringing up porn in the studio.
What are you talking about?
I'm currently watching porn right now. Blue balls ready to explode on milking table. What is a milking table?
It's a table where people jack off on. Let's move on.
I think, you know what I think it might be?
What?
I think it's a fucking, it's a glory hole table. So you're standing, see, imagine you're on a fucking massage table and there's a hole with you put the dick in there.
Did you find a new type of porn that you want to watch?
I'm just looking. That's exactly what this shit is.
It's another version of the glory hole.
It's a fucking. It's a melding of both of our preferred porns. It's a massage table, and you get. I can't believe. This is wild.
It's a melding.
It's a glory hole table
as opposed to a door.
Exactly. And then you know exactly who is, because they're not creeping under that table.
They're creeping under the table.
Without you seeing first?
Yeah, you might be blindfolded.
This would be perfect for me.
Why? That's nothing like your
I'm getting
your
a massage.
Boring ass ASMR shit that you like.
I think I would prefer face down getting sucked off.
All right, as move opposed on. To face I'm about to up throw up right now.
Because the balls are...
All right, can we move on, please? Even for me, this is a little much.
Joseph says, my favorite form of adult entertainment is recording our carnal wanton behavior. I am talking about crotchless unitards, toys in every hole. Uberlube is the best for glass butt plug insertion. And a multi-orgasmic girl, 8 to 14 pops for her in a day. Did I mention we are a brand new couple after 3 years of isolation and 30 plus years of marriage? Me divorce her widow. We are a combined 136 years of age. I am the 63-year-old boy toy. Ha ha. Best sex ever. You cannot fathom it, but looking at Shunga, 16th century Japanese erotica, gives you a sense of our tantric energy exploration.
Is this what you're going to be like when you're in your 60s?
You think I'm going to be doing fucking... glass butt plug insertions and crotchless leotards.
I don't think
toys
that,
in every butthole in every hole.
I mean, that's not that crazy.
Toys in every hole is a lot. We got a lot of holes.
Okay.
Mouths, nostrils, ears. You think all those are plugged?
I don't know. I think he's talking about a vagina.
He's talking a lot about age in this as well. He's got a lot of years. A
lot of years.
And she's got 8 to 14 pops in her.
Oh, my God. Well, it's also a new relationship, okay?
What? I've never heard of this 8 to 14 pops.
I actually never heard of it either, because I'm one and done.
Yeah, I am two or three and done. You know
we
this.
We know that. All right.
How about Shunga? Have you ever heard of this Japanese erotica?
I only know Jenga, but that's...
Jenga is not the Shunga.
It's like the little puzzle pieces.
No, it's not puzzle. It's a these fucking wooden blocks that make a tower. It's not a puzzle.
It's like a puzzle.
Jesus Christ. Cassie says, I'd have to say gay porn, because in a lot of straight porn, they don't show the guys' pleasure faces, and I never truly enjoyed watching female stars with the males in the skeezy kind of free porn I'm used to. Another skeezy male.
See, a lot of people think it's skeezy, and well, I mean, like, what's his name? Ron Jeremy. I met him in person. He's one of the most heinous people I've
heinous
ever seen.
Heinous and skeezy.
And a lot of rumors about him not being so nice.
She says in that type of porn, it's not really believable.
I like that.
You like the non-believable type.
Non-believable.
I like it extremely believable.
If it's, I like porn that's like amateurs.
I know you like that shit. All right. Thank you, Cassie, for that one. Very interesting. So we got another on the gay porn.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding. Raylene says, something taboo. Can't pinpoint a specific example, but something
finally
about the scandalousness of it just turns me on.
That's what I'm talking about, Cam.
You like that scandal.
Yeah, otherwise, why watch it? You're going to go watch The Notebook.
All right. We got RH, favorite genre is romantic
there
adult entertainment. Jackie Joy writes a lot of scripts for adult entertainment movies. To me, they are enjoyable and nearly realistic.
Okay. Like I said, go back and watch 9.5 Weeks.
I'm with you, RH. Watch. I'm all about that romantic, believable shit where people are enjoying each other. You're bored?
I mean, I can't even imagine how... These movies, like, you know, As Good as It Gets, or Meryl Streep, and movies. Some of these movies are so, like, cheesy. That's probably what you would like.
I like that
like
shit.
Like when Harry Met Sally or something.
I identify with it. All right.
That's what you're going to get. That's your genre of porn?
Yeah.
Romantic comedies?
Twerk is my genre. We already talked about this. Katie says, I guess I'd say hentai. I've always been into anime, and sometimes it's nice to not have the narrative of regular porn. Some think it's weird, but hey, you like what you like. Love y'all.
You like what you like.
You know what hentai is?
Is that some hentai? Sort of anime?
It's an anime.
I was once at a porn convention, and right next door was the anime convention. Couldn't tell the difference. They're all in costume.
They're all in costume fucking each other.
Who knows what the hell's going on with these? I've never been into that creepy little cartoony anime thing.
I started watching it this morning just to prepare.
This morning?
Yeah, I wanted it because I've never watched a hentai before. So I was like, what is that?
Okay, you're doing research.
I did some research.
For the sake of the podcast.
I could see it being arousing. My heart started racing a little bit.
Oh my God. Okay.
And I did notice there's a lot of like kind of screaming or like.
Yes.
Yeah. I did notice
that. The only time I watch the Japanese ones, they're always crying and screaming.
So it becomes a little unrealistic. In my experience.
Unrealistic, and it's upsetting if they're really crying and screaming. Like,
but I think you get away with it if it's, you know, it's anime.
You know? I guess so.
You know, people like what they like.
Go watch Big Mouth.
I have some stats about fucking hentai, by the way.
Okay, let's hear it.
You want to hear it now?
Not really.
Well, okay, I'll get into it later.
Let's hear some more.
I just will say, though, in 2021, according to Pornhub stats, hentai overtook lesbian as the most searched for term in the United States.
What is hentai again? Is that anime?
What the fuck? We just talked about this.
I just thought this is what
I just woke you up.
I wanted to make clear that that's what you were talking
about.
That's
what we're talking about.
That is what's so exciting. People like cartoons.
People love that shit.
Why?
I think because you can do some shit and talk about it. You could get into the taboo. It's you know
how taboo can a cartoon be?
And also you
go watch Linus and Peanuts.
I love Linus and Peanuts.
It's because you used to have a security blanket.
You're making fun of me for having a baby blanket?
Yeah, you walked around with them wearing cowboy boots and shorts for the first 5 years of your life.
I'm so sorry I had a blanket.
Dragging a rag of a blanket around with you, and I finally bribed you to put it up in the top shelf of your closet.
No, you didn't. Dad said that he'd buy me a car when I'm 16 if I got rid of that. That agreement was done at the age of 5 or something like that. I didn't get a fucking car when I was 16.
I thought it was supposed to be a laptop red or Mustang. Computer.
No. All right, moving right along. So Benjamin says, I love glory hole and bukkake type videos.
Score another one for KLP there.
So hot. I always imagine myself a guy being at one of these or my girlfriend being the one sucking cock at a glory hole or swallowing at a bukkake.
By the way, that kind of grosses me out.
So you're okay with the glory holes. You're not okay with the bukkake.
Yeah.
What about the milking tables?
Again with the milking table.
I'm blown away. It's a hilarious name. I literally thought it was like a breast milk type of thing.
I don't like that because I feel like you could choke on that stuff.
What do you mean choke on that stuff? Yeah. It's just sucking someone's dick.
No, it's not because it's like you're in bad angle there. You know, like it's depending on how you.
You've seen this?
No, I'm envisioning it. You see what I'm saying? You can choke to death.
You're not going to choke to death. Oh, my God. All right. Benjamin is on your team. Lisa says, interracial threesomes, but I don't like race being talked about in the scenes. Why? I like seeing girl-on-girl action. My relationship is interracial, so that familiarity, and I find contrasting skin attractive.
Cool.
Nothing to say there. Joseph says, my preferred search term always starts with hairy.
Hairy?
Partially because the shaved ones always look too young and partially because I was raised on Penthouse from the 70s.
There's a guy after my heart.
How have you seen porn develop over the years?
It's unbelievable.
What's changed?
First of all...
Very hairy in the past?
Very hairy in the past because then we didn't do... Nobody groomed until like in the 90s, I think.
Wow. So people just bushed all over the fucking
bushed
place.
Bushed out like a caveman.
Okay.
Or woman. And on top of it, it was never like, I don't remember the women being as vocal as they are these days. Maybe I was watching the wrong porn or whatever. But the main difference is that there was no anal at all.
Oh, now everything anal.
Now if you don't do anal, there's something wrong. But
how about the cream shots or whatever, what do they call them at the end? The
cream shots, money shots, cream pies. Yeah. It's all disgusting.
So what, okay.
And by the way, we know from porn stars that a lot of times it's just milk and it's superimposed.
Yeah. Sorry to let you guys down.
Maybe the milking table is also just milk.
I would like to be on a milking table.
Well, you want to be the milky or the milker?
The milky.
Oh, you want to be... You're the milky.
Yeah, I want to be Mr. Milky.
No thought. No thought came to that.
Obviously I want to be the milky.
You don't want to be under the table sucking someone off?
I'm not a fucking, it feels like a little, I pictured like a cow, like a little baby cow is sucking it underneath the udder.
Another thing that is interesting is that I know some people, one in particular, who started with one genre of porn, and next thing you know, he went down a rabbit hole and ended up being attracted to transgender females only. And he was way, way before his time.
Okay.
And that was never featured in any kind of porn. Now it's almost in like almost every other one.
Can I ask? Yeah. So trans was never a thing.
Never.
And then
anal was never a thing.
Anal thing. And cum shots, not a thing.
Cum shots always.
There were always cum shots?
Yeah. People love that cum shots.
Even back in the day, there were cum shots on the face and everything?
It was called a facial.
No way.
Yep.
Always.
I think so.
This is blowing my mind.
Well, actually, I can't remember if it was... when I first started watching porn, it was like soft porn, so they didn't even show genitals.
So then what are you talking about cum shots?
Because then it evolved.
It evolved?
Yeah, I think. I'm not sure the actual... We'll have to do some research.
All right, I think you're progression. Making shit up.
I'm making a little bit of shit up.
Colette says, I like ethical audio porn. Well, then, Colette, you might like DipsyStories.com/mom.
And you and Cam are in the same boat with that.
Dipsy Stories is a wonderful app that supports and sponsors our show. We love them.
And Dipsy probably has twerking porn on there. You can listen to some ass jiggling.
Jiggle, jiggle. Okay, TJ says, hey, love you guys. I'm currently deployed overseas, so I haven't been as responsive. We forgive you. We love you too, TJ. Great question. For me, my favorite genre of adult entertainment is homemade amateur, mature masturbation and sex. It's raw, uncut, and most of all, real. See, he likes the real deal.
I like it too.
Whether it's a lady flicking the bean on her lunch break or a quickie with the neighbor, I love them all. Those are two pretty fun ones.
And thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service. Thank you for this response. Loretta says, I love reading erotica stories. Another one for Dipsy Stories.
Dipsy Storytellers.
They're definitely the best for me because I can visualize the storyline in my head without it seeming fake or ridiculous. Also, I can stylize the physical details of the characters in my mind to suit my personal tastes. I often find the men in porn look creepy or just unrealistic.
Why are the men creepy?
They're creepy, Mom.
I don't think they're creepy.
A gentleman with a wild side is what I want to fantasize about. Or picture my husband doing those things I'm reading about.
Okay.
I love that. Opening the mind.
Well, you can start out that way, and the next thing you know, you go down the rabbit hole and you're watching
You go down the glory hole. That's where you go down. Dane says, since I have a bit of a breeding kink, that would be cream pie.
What's breeding kink?
We're going to have to look that one up for a second. Breeding kink. What do you think that is, Mom?
I'm guessing something to do with pregnant women and having children. And
being sexually aroused by the idea of having sex without a condom or being inseminated.
Okay.
Oh, you see what it's sex with the potential of getting pregnant. A breeding kink. Huh.
I know we had...
I have a breeding phobia.
I know we had the Elder Statesman in there somewhere.
Yes, we did have the Elder Statesman in here. By the way, Sage says glory holes all the way or lesbian stuff all surrounding the...
glory hole again. Thank you.
All surrounding the pleasure of the woman. The men all tend to be very quiet and non-existent in porn. Okay. We got many responses.
I mean, yeah, the guys that are waiting by the glory hole, they're not really talking to each other. They're just whacking their dick off so make sure that they're hard by the time they get up to their turn. Can you imagine if you're like waiting and waiting and waiting, it's finally your turn, you can't get hard? It'd be devastating. It'd be like, what the hell did I do? Or what if you came by accident, you're waiting up there and you come and then you can't get hard again?
I'm thinking about how I would avoid all sides of that little hole.
You would not. You'd be like doing like a sterilization of the hole.
I would like to put fire to the hole.
When it's your turn, you come up with your alcohol swabs and I can just see like washing the whole thing down.
The girl at the other end is like, why? What's going on
why
here?
Why is everything stinging?
Why is it
feels like alcohol. It smells like alcohol. Oh, it's Cam. He's delousing everything. He's coming with a bucket with some sponges, soaping the whole glory hole up.
Soaping the hole. Okay. Our elder statesman, Tom, says, amateur, private society. I know it ain't all amateur, but real chicks fucking. The kind I might actually have a shot with is hot. After that, casting couch.
Oh.
All right.
Apparently, mine wins.
That's our elder statesman. We love you very much, Tom. We got a ton of responses to this.
Well, we'll have to put them on Patreon then, and everybody can witness them on their own.
All right. Thank you all for for following up with us about that. That was a fun one.
And if you want to know about our Patreon, it's patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom, where you can see content that's nowhere else to be found over the years, and also participate in our Zoom parties once a month, and also have access to our Discord.
That's right. Thank you to Uber Lube for sponsoring this wonderful segment of Lube It Up.
Uber Lube to save the day.
Moot, I would like to share some stats with you that I found about porn.
Let's hear it.
Okay. First of all, from Psychology Today, I want to talk about...
Are you usurping Mom's News?
No, I'm not usurping Mom's News. Okay. Alexa, the leading web traffic tracker, says that among the world's tens of millions of sites, Pornhub ranks number 36. Okay?
Yeah, I don't use Pornhub.
What are you using?
XNXX.
Oh, yeah. That was also mentioned in this article. Okay.
I like that one.
But if you actually take out all like the search engines, web portals, like basically if you take out Google, Yahoo, and Amazon and sites based on user-generated content like Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Reddit, if we focus only on sites that publish other content, then Pornhub ranks number 4 behind Wikipedia, Microsoft, and Netflix. Okay?
You're way, way overreaching my capabilities of understanding what the hell you're talking about.
Basically, Pornhub is the 4th most popular website where people will actually go to see content.
Well, I'm a little freaked out about what you just said.
What?
Based on Alexa? Alexa is hearing all my conversations.
No, Alexa is the leading web traffic tracker. It's not
talking
about
Alexa.
Yeah,
Alexa, the one that I have that's in my bedroom, is probably listening to me and knowing what I'm doing in my spare time.
It has nothing to do with Alexa.
Okay.
So I said, okay, Pornhub's obviously the biggest one over here. I went to Pornhub to see if they had any stats. And they do like a huge roundup every year.
Only you would geek out on the stats about
it's
porn.
It's unbelievable. The 2021 year in review. Okay, so I thought I'd share a few things that that might be of interest.
Okay, and I may usurp someone else's corner today.
What? Why can't
Cam's
I share some
corner.
Of that? You're going to take Cam's Uppers?
Cam's Uppers, Cam's
you
Corner.
You can do Cam's Uppers if you want. I just thought this was interesting.
All right, let's move it on.
Pornhub's number one worldwide search in 2021 was hentai.
Oh, with the hentai.
Which moved up one spot to replace 2020's favorite Japanese. Lesbian and MILF retained their 3rd and 4th positions. Okay, that's worldwide. Okay? And then...
I do like when they say MILF.
Why?
That means that they respect the elder generations.
And then in the United States, it's hentai, lesbian, MILF, and then ebony. And then Asian, Latina. People like to do by
because you know,
race and
ethnicity. Yeah, I think you just like to pick something different than what you're with, maybe.
Or the same as what you're with.
Or the same, like we just heard.
So beyond that, I thought it was interesting. There are certain states with more popular terms than others.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is it the red versus blue?
So give me a state. I'll tell you what.
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma looks for natural tits more often in each state than others. Oh. More often in their state than others.
Okay.
California, Asian. Chicago, Illinois, doggy style.
Doggy style.
New York, foot job.
That's a number one search.
These are terms searched more often in each state when compared to all others. Oh. So it's noticeably more in this particular state.
Do you think I'm swaying California to be glory hole?
I think you're. Nevada is twerking.
No way.
I swear to God.
That's where you got twerking?
I didn't even realize that was a porn category until I saw this.
You go to Vegas.
Yeah, and you see some twerkers.
You see some twerkers.
We got...
this is wild.
We got Utah as Mormon.
There's the
shocker.
Does
that make sense? South Dakota, sex dolls. You like that?
I'm wondering why. Well, there's not that many people out there, so they're just having to use sex dolls. These are all making sense now.
Oh, Montana, anal cream pies.
Yeah, Montana.
And Alaska's morning sex.
You know where Montana, Yellowstone, Kevin Costner,
yeah.
Anal cream pies, it all blends together.
Well, maybe that was 2021. This is 2021, so maybe in 2022 you'll see more of your Yellowstone shit.
Okay.
You want to wrap it up? You're done with this?
I'm moving along.
All right. What do you want to talk about, Mother?
This is interesting. One of three visitors of all websites, all adult websites, is a woman. One of three.
Oh, interesting.
Would you know, is that popular?
Wait, but so there's more details from Pornhub that's more, that those stats down there are from like some porn addiction sites, so they might be a little skewed. I'm not sure. I trust the porn.
You're giving me faulty
more.
Information here.
Yeah.
You won't see me doing that on Mom's News.
It is correct. 33% identify as female. 67% of U.S. visitors to Pornhub identify as male. Interesting. In the Philippines, it's about 52% female and 49% male.
I love the people at the Philippines.
There's more female Pornhub visitors than male.
I think I was born in the wrong place.
You should have been born in
the
Philippines.
And I just saw that Chelsea Handler is dating someone from the Philippines, and she has a bunch of her family members are all dating, and she's Jewish, she said, and she is dating someone from the Philippines, whereas a lot of her family members are also dating people from the Philippines.
You love the Philippines.
I do.
All right. We can wrap up my
And that was a very interesting segment called Lube It Up.
No, we already wrapped up Lube It Up. All right, what's going on in your life that you wanted to share about that's so important?
Hit on or shit on?
Hit on or shit on? This is the segment of the show where we get to take your wonderful comments and questions and determine whether they are a hit on or a shit on.
And we got a lot of comments this month.
Yeah, what did you get?
We got a lot of comments this last week because of there's viral videos going left and right about pooping. So
on our channel?
Yeah, and mine.
People like
Both
to hear
them.
About the pooping. All right, so what do we got?
Well, do you think this is a hit on or shit on?
Okay, who's this one from?
Raging X Rambo.
And what does he say?
That has taken some pounding over the years.
Oh, is that in reference to you?
I think it's in reference to you.
I have not taken any pound. I don't think I've ever been pounded.
Well, what does that mean?
I
do I look all worn out and haggard? Oh, why do I have to be subjected to this? The next one is a good one, too.
I think that might be a shit on.
It's a shit on.
Yeah.
The next one. On Dumpy at Tommy Sprad. Nice name.
What do you mean, on Dumpy?
That's what it says. It says on Dumpy.
No.
What is it? What do you see?
You wrote on Dumpy or something like that as a note to yourself, like that was a video or something.
No. That's what the name.
The Dumpy at Tommy Sprad?
Yes.
Why is there a name before at sign?
Oh, I don't know. All right, whatever. I'm rocking with Granny on this one. So is that a hit on or a shit on? He agreed with me.
Definitely a hit on.
These are all in response to the videos that we did about should you have sex after you poop?
Yes. You sent me one. I remember seeing and being like, that is not a hit on.
Oh, you were not happy about that. I forgot about that.
Yeah, you said, this is from 68 Sunny. What if she dumps on the bed? Okay. I wouldn't like it if the girl I was with would dump on the bed.
Like Amber Heard.
Yeah. I don't know if that's a hit on or a shit on. That's more of like a general question.
Yeah.
Okay, but this is the one that I was upset with. This is from at the Running Deep podcast. Looks like Kyle Mooney.
Well, that's a compliment.
Have you seen Kyle Mooney?
I mean,
he looks like a total clown.
I know. I think that's what they're saying.
He's on SNL.
It looks like, yeah.
He looks deranged.
Well,
I love him though.
I know. So it's a combo hit on and shit on at the same time.
It's a combo hit on or shit on. I would love in any way to be compared to him, but also he doesn't not that. Best look. There are other people I'd rather look like.
Kelly 3695 says, thank you for raising an emotionally healthy man. Clapping face with the hearts. And I said, aw. And she said, stop. You're going to make me tear up.
Oh, so you guys are having a whole
We're having a
love
whole
session
back and forth.
This is a hit on both ways.
And that's it.
I'll take a hit. That's a hit on
that was
me,
a nice thing. Yeah,
it's a great thing.
It's all good. Now, we had a listener text, by the way.
Okay.
I guess we can add it here.
Okay.
Jigaman says, you should come up with some underwear for guys like myself with big penises that enable us to wear work and sweatpants without being exposed, making women blush.
He's always talking about his huge cock.
So I said to him, I'm sorry, how long has this been an issue? And he said, it's been an issue since I turned 15 to 16. he's very has anxiety about it.
Does he really, or is he kind of bragging?
I think
it's like
both.
A humble brag.
I know. I think he's bragging, but he's also very anxious about it.
That he can't wear normal underwear because it shows his dick.
If my dick
showed through my underwear, I would be so over the moon.
You'd be like a proud peacock.
You could, when you look at me in underwear, you don't even know that anything's there. So it looks like a little fucking boy Spider-Man underwears.
Oh,
you can't tell it's fucking there.
But maybe you're a shower, not a grower. Or a grower, not a shower.
A shower, not a grower would be horrible. That's the worst that could be. Oh, God. If I'm a shower, not a grower, we got some problems.
All right. Well, Jigaman, I don't know. I'm not in the business to invent sweatpants, but if I did, I'd make a special pair for you.
That's very sweet of you, Mother. All right. That's our segment of Hit On or Shit On. Thank you for all those comments. Is it time for Mom's News?
Mom's News.
Mom's News. Mom's News, the segment of the show where my mother shares earth-shattering, groundbreaking, need-to-know info. What do we got?
This is unbelievable.
What?
There's been a lot of coincidences.
Okay.
I just wanted to tell you that there's a lot of coincidences because Mercury is in retrograde.
Okay.
I know you're laughing at me right now. Stop
it. I don't know where this is going.
Okay. So we had a little Memorial Day party at my complex.
Okay.
And I decided to talk to one of my friends who is a doctor.
Okay.
In the emergency room.
Okay.
I said, I can't ever get out of my interviewing state. I said, what's one of the craziest things you saw in the emergency room?
Yeah.
And she said, I heard you have people come in with weird things stuck up in their butt. She goes, oh, yeah. We had a Buzz Lightyear toy from the movie Buzz Lightyear with the hands. Someone stuck that up.
A movie Buzz Lightyear. Toy Story.
Toy Story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Buzz Lightyear was the astronaut little toy.
I know.
Not so little, by the way. That thing.
He's got expandable wings.
You used to love that Buzz Lightyear toy.
Yeah, not so much I would shove it on my asshole, though.
So someone shoved it up their asshole.
Okay.
Okay.
Got stuck up there because the wings pop out.
This is such a coincidence. It's unbelievable.
Huh.
So same thing. I decided to look up for Mom's News from, what is this from? The Mirror, my favorite source.
No.
No, it's not The Mirror. What
no,
is it?
No, it literally says stayathomemom.com.
All right.
.au. What the fuck are you looking at?
I don't know.
Stayathomemom.com?
Yes. Well, anyway.
An Australian site.
An Australian site, which I could not believe this. Well, first of all, there's some weird kinky shit being stuffed up people's assholes, okay? And they have to be removed surgically sometimes. Well, okay, a vibrator you think is normal, and the pair of tongs though that to pull it out.
Oh, okay.
They were too mortified to go to the emergency room, so they tried to fix it themselves. That was a mistake. Okay, then we have like a Barbie doll was stuck up there.
Okay.
A pint glass, an egg.
Okay.
A cassette tape. Someone's going old school. A wine bottle and.
Dun 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 dun.
A Buzz Lightyear.
So you're telling me.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
This is a thing.
It's a thing.
People are putting that Buzz Lightyear in their asshole.
People are doing that. And so when
to infinity and beyond in their asshole.
And maybe they want it all to light up, you know, when it's inside or something.
I think they're thinking about those expandable fucking wings.
But the hands move out in the Buzz Lightyear.
The wings, not the hands.
Their wings?
He's a fucking, he flies with the wings.
I thought it was the hands that were moving outwards.
Okay,
well,
either way,
she
it's
told
expandable.
Me the hands.
So it gets stuck in there?
You get stuck in there, and then you try to remove it. The quote is, to infinity and beyond. Goodness, I am owned. What the hell did the person write? Anyway, eggplant, a fork, those kind of things are normal, and a Coke bottle. And a handgun, a loaded handgun.
All right.
A loaded handgun up your ass.
Talk about Russian roulette.
And I think we've discussed this before, a live eel. A real live.
I don't like that.
When the man reported to the emergency room complaining of abdominal pain, apparently it was the eel biting his colon, causing the pain.
Oh,
ouch.
My fucking God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's horrible.
And that's it for Mom's News.
Mom's News.
Mom's News.
Why is Mom's News always so fucking disgusting?
I don't know. It just happened.
It always makes me feel horrible afterwards.
Well, what do you want me to put in anime again? Or what's that called?
Hentai.
What's it called?
Hentai?
Hentai. You want me to do hentai next week for Mom's News? I'll find some kinkiest thing on Mom's News.
I did a little research leading up to our episode. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, so I don't do any research, eh?
You did some research for stayathomemom.com.au. Mother, it's time for the best segment of the show. Maybe the best segment in all of podcasting.
Oh, my God.
This segment that's going to leave you guys feeling your tits hard as rocks.
Why are your tits always hard as rocks?
They'll make you feel like you're on a milking table. You're getting your dick sucked by some random stranger into like a little cow, baby cow. It's Cam's Uppers.
Cam's Uppers is the place to be. Fun living is the life for me.
It's Cam's Uppers, the segment of the show where I share something near and dear to my heart. Something that my mother typically finds
boring, but when I wanted to give a boring story, you said, well, don't do it.
What do you mean?
I had a boring story that you would consider to be boring.
Yes.
And I consider it to be very emotional and inspiring. And you said, don't do it. But you're going to give me some crap from Cam's Uppers right now. I can sense it.
You can smell a shitstorm coming.
I can smell it.
No, it's not a shitstorm. It's a simple story. Okay. First of all, I went to Asheville, North Carolina last weekend for a wedding.
Home of
da, 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 da,
the Avid Brothers.
You kept asking me if I've seen any Avid Brothers while I was there.
And you saw nobody.
No
worthless.
Avid Brothers.
Worthless.
Worthless. But I did stay at an Airbnb, which is sometimes tricky.
Sometimes tricky. You called me up panicking.
Panicking.
You said there was like people above you at all hours of the night, tromping.
I just don't understand, why would you sublet an apartment underneath you if you know that the apartment underneath you is going to shake and sound like there's a fucking stampede when they're living their life upstairs?
Did it sound like the Clydesdale horses?
Yes, Clydesdale horses are roaming around at 7:30 a.m., okay.
Which is really because of the 3-hour time difference.
4:30 a.m. Pacific
4:30,
time.
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
You weren't up.
I was up immediately when they're fucking trampling around.
Well, what did you think at that point?
Yeah, I'm like, how am I going to stay here for 5 days? Because I won't be getting an ounce of sleep.
This is why I can't do Airbnbs.
And then I have a fucking contentious conversation with them through the fucking Airbnb app.
What?
Fucking awkward as shit.
But why don't you just go upstairs?
No, you can't go upstairs.
Is this a different couple that's in the upstairs area?
No, there was like a, I guess there's a building manager and they are on this. It was weird as fuck. Basically, here's what I'm just trying to say. It's going through this experience.
Do you need medication to sleep?
That's one suggestion. But another suggestion is just to remind yourself that this too shall pass.
Oh, meanwhile, when you are exhausted the next day, you remind yourself, this too shall pass. I'm going to pass out.
I was reading The Hobbit on the way there.
I know. You've been reading The Hobbit for the last 6 months.
I finished The Hobbit. Okay. One of the best books ever.
Mazel tov.
First time I ever read it. And one of the things I took away from it is, you know, this little Bilbo gets stuck in these hard places from time to time.
Are you thinking like Buzz Lightyear getting stuck in a hard place from time to time?
That's exactly. Buzz Lightyear was definitely stuck. And just with a little patience. And
are you
a little
Bilbo?
I'm a little Bilbo. Yeah.
Change your name
Bilbo
to
Baggins
Bilbo.
Of Bag End.
Sex talk with Bilbo.
Sex talk with Bilbo. Basically, I discovered, just like Bilbo on a journey, you know, it's just be patient and the things will work out. And that's what I'd like to impart upon the listeners today.
Mr. Zen, I'm so cool.
What?
I'm not at all.
Where are you going
anxious.
With this?
When you called me up, you were not like, oh, I'm little Bilbo. You were like, I'm fucking going to die. Well, I'm just trying to survive, was the quote.
Did I say that?
Yes, I'm trying to survive.
Well,
oh, maybe that's when
you survive on 4 hours of sleep every
that
night.
Might have been the week before when you went to had altitude sickness and was vomiting.
That was true. I was trying to survive then.
You're
good
always,
at traveling.
Why
am I constantly traveling?
I know. I feel the
Let
same
me be
way.
I want to be fucking in a place. I want to be nested in a place, and preferably not Los Angeles either, because this is a shithole too.
You know what you need? Like, you need to be 6 feet under the ground.
Dead.
That's the only time you're going to get peace around
it. I actually do think I need a little hobbit hole like Bilbo.
You need a little hobbit hole.
He's never disturbed. Well, he actually is disturbed when people come to visit him. That is exactly how the story begins.
I remember reading that about his little hobbit hole.
Yeah.
Yeah. You used to have a little hobbit hole.
Yes, I did. All right.
I think you were never been happier than when you had a little hobbit hole.
I know.
You had to unplug the refrigerator if you want to turn the air conditioning on.
Yeah, that's true. All right. We've come to the end of the show.
Wait, so what did you discover? Just be a hobbit? I told you, be a hobbit?
Remind yourself this too shall pass. Walk in the steps of the little Bilbo Baggins and have patience when you have Clydesdale horses walking above you.
Yeah, it's easier to say than done. Because in the middle of the night when you're like trying to sleep because you know you had a busy day the next day.
Brutal.
It's very annoying.
I'm just trying to inspire the fucking listener, Mom. I'm trying to inspire the goddamn
listeners. Oh, you're trying to inspire the sneaky freaks.
Yes.
Sneaky freaks. It's easier said than done.
All right. That's our fucking show.
Why don't you put on like that white noise?
They give you white noise machines. That's why I knew when I fucking walked in that Airbnb and I saw white noise machines by both beds. I was like, what's going on here? Why are they so focused on these white noise machines?
Do you recall when we were out of town in Chicago, the same thing happened with the thin walls and I could hear the guy snoring next to
me. Brutal, brutal.
And that conversation.
We're
that
light
was going
sleepers.
On.
We don't do well. Let's wrap it up. This is the end of the episode.
All right. We're ending on a high note. We're little hobbits.
We're little hobbits. We need a little holes.
Do you think Bilbo Baggins has sex?
I think he might have fucked one of the dwarves at one point.
Bilbo is a dwarf.
No, he's not. What? He's a goddamn hobbit, Mom.
Isn't that the same thing?
No, it's not the same thing.
Oh, they're all dwarfs.
No, they're not dwarfs.
They're all, as they say, little people.
No. What? Why are you doing this shit?
I'm all confused about Bilbo
Wrap
being...
Wrap up the episode. All right. We've been trying to... come. This is a Jewish goodbye over
Let
here.
Let me tell you about
No. We have a whole ending. We already talked about Patreon, but I wanted to say thank you to all of our Patreon members for making this show possible, allowing us to record in this awesome studio. We love doing this, and you make it possible. And a big welcome to Alexa, our newest sneaky freak.
Hopefully not the one that's in my room recording all my sounds.
I don't think so.
Thank you for joining us on Patreon. I love when someone joins us and then they up their pledge. It's really sweet.
I also love fucking Big Papa Bob B coming in hot with a huge generous donation,
which really helped us a lot.
That allowed us to record this exact episode in the studio.
So if you want to join Patreon, you go to www.patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom and join us over there, because you know there's a lot of freebies and good content, and you're part of our elite sneaky freak club.
I also want to thank everyone who has left us a rating and a review. If you would like to do that, you can do so at ratethispodcast.com/mom. We haven't gotten a new review, honestly, in a long time.
Yeah, give us a review, for crying out loud, people. Just go to wherever you listen to the podcast.
Even on Spotify.
Spotify has 5 stars.
Hit that rating. That helps us a lot.
Yeah, but I would love to hear from anybody on the podcast app. It is hard to find it. I think that's why we don't get a lot of reviews.
So you can go to ratethispodcast.com/mom.
ratethispodcast.com/mom.
Okay,
I'm doing ASMR.
I'm going to read one from one of our sneakiest, oldest freaks.
Okay.
From Mr. Bean.
Oh, Mr. Bean gave us
5 stars. Awesome show. There's a great chemistry with the mother and son team. Keep the laughs and information coming. And as always, put Pop Rocks wherever you need to. Yours truly, Mr. Bean.
Mr. Bean, that is so beautiful. I don't even know what to say.
Yes. And he signed it Hugh Jackson.
Oh, he's one of my faves, I got to tell you.
She's always talking about huge cock, you know.
Yeah, oh, Hugh Jackson.
Yeah. All right.
Huge Jackson.
That's the show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being my mother. Thank you to Dr. Self Tapes for recording the thing.
And let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and Cam's little milking table machine.
They have a little milking table machine.
I don't know. I just made that up.
Didn't rhyme at all. All right.
You know what? I think we have to change the whole song to make it rhyme. The rhymes do not come easy.
Thank you for listening. We love you all.
Love you.
Bye-bye. Bye.